A Wetona High School graduate, and for that matter, University of Minnesota graduate, Andrew Stelter. Andrew, thanks a lot for the time. Take me back to 2013 state championship football team. What kind of memories come to mind for that?
Oh, it's a lot of great ones. I mean, it was Owatonna's first state championship victory for football, and I mean, we had a great group of guys, great group of seniors that worked our butts off the whole off season and knew what our goal was, and we went out and accomplished it. And few things feel better than that, though. Yeah, it was just a great time. Coach did a great job. We performed like we needed to and got the job done.
If you had a chance to give advice to the players before they took the field in this title game, what would it be?
I would say just play for the man next year. I mean, a lot of these guys have been in this situation before with last year's team and whatnot, and just trust that the coaches will put you in the right position, and you've been training up with your technique and have worked hard enough in the offseason and through practice that you'll get the job done.
What did you enjoy about playing for the Gophers? That's such a cool thing to have done. University of Minnesota, hometown, home state school. What was that like for you?
Oh, that was a dream come true, honestly. I mean, I grew up watching Minnesota play when I was younger, and it was always a goal for me to play Division I football and be able to do that for my home state and have my family and friends at every single game I went to. I mean, it was perfect, honestly. Couldn't have asked for anything better for my experience there. Yeah, I mean, I had an absolute blast, made friends for a lifetime, and lots of great memories, though.
It is certainly an intense situation to be playing at that level. So what's Jason Williamson in for as he joins the Gophers here in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, it'll definitely be a transition from high school to Big Ten Division I football, but honestly, you just got to keep your head down, grind, and do what the coaches tell you to do, and just make it all work. He's going, I think, early too, so that'll play in his favor for getting a transition there ahead of his other guys in his class once they get there in the summer. But I mean, you just got to know every day is going to be different and hard, and you just got to embrace the grind and get after it.
What is it about Owatonna's coaches that the team has had such success? 5 state tournament trips in the last 7 years. It's a group of coaches that have mostly been together for many, many years. When you look back on it, what impresses you about what the Owatonna coaches do and work on?
I think just how well they all work together. They all know their role, and they're all very good at doing their role and coaching the guys up. I mean, they obviously have a lot of experience. Like you said, they've been together for I don't even know how many years, but just a group of guys that have been there before and know what it takes and can put the players in the right position, right situations, and let them do their thing.
Tell me about this San Diego opportunity that's coming for you.
Yeah, so it's a brand new professional league they made called the Alliance of American Football. I got picked up by a team from San Diego out there, and basically I head out there in a couple of weeks for a little mini camp, and then we go home for the holidays, and then we get rolling with training camp around January 4th, and basically they play games right after the NFL finishes up. So we'll be, I think their season is February 9th through April 26th. Yeah, so I'll be out there playing, and I mean, I've worked really hard for this, and I didn't get many shots like I wanted at the NFL, but this is another great opportunity, I feel like, to get to where I want to be, and yeah, I'm really excited for this.
What kind of players? Is it college players that are hoping to move on? Is it older NFL guys that have retired, want to play more football? What are the rosters going to look like, do you think?
It's going to be a lot of guys out of college that didn't get opportunities like they wanted at the next level, and also bounce back guys from the NFL that are trying to prove that they can still play. Maybe they had an injury or something, but Okay. Basically guys trying to get back to the NFL or to the NFL.
And what have you done since you last played a football game to stay sharp, to stay strong, to be ready to do something like this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been training hard 3, 4, 5 days a week since middle of January last year, getting ready for an opportunity. So, I mean, when I got that phone call, I mean, it felt great. And now I just got to make sure I'm ready for when training camp comes around and make sure I make the team and be my best out there, yeah.
So I guess I've got to ask, what are you at weight-wise right now, and what were you while playing for the Gophers your senior year?
I'm about 290 right now, and I was right around there my senior year, too, for the Gophers. But right now I'm a lot leaner, 290, a lot more explosive, quicker, strong, just a lot more functional at this weight than I feel like I was as a senior. So I'm excited to see how that plays out. I mean, I've trained for a year straight, basically, once I'll get out there, and that'll be something I've never done, getting ready for a sport my whole career. So I'm excited to see what kind of dividends I've paid off in the weight room and training field, and just get out there and do what I can.
All right. Defensive end, defensive tackle, where are you likely to play in a situation like this?
I'll be a defensive tackle.
Okay, defensive
tackle.
Probably a three tech. Okay. Andrew, any other comments, either about Owatonna's opportunity here in the state championship game or just a general thought at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be there watching and cheering them on and excited to see the boys go out and perform.
Andrew Stelter, Owatonna graduate of 2014, part of the 2013 state championship team, and then also a Golden Gopher. Hey, Andrew, I really appreciate your time. Congratulations to you on all the success, and the best of luck with the new American Football League that you'll be playing in out in San Diego. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, and go Huskies.